Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning. Welcome back to Go the Distance Radio. This is Rusty Thomas with LifePoint Church. And we're back here again this morning talking about this uncharted navigating life's tensions. How do I not doubt? Well, we talked about trusting Christ by trusting the Holy Spirit, this inner compass, to stop and ask for directions. But also this morning, I want us to know we need to follow with confidence. God knows all things. He knows who you and I are in private. He knows who we really are. He knows everything that's going to happen. And so we need to just trust him. Again, back in James chapter 1 this morning, verse 6 through 8 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. That's a pretty big deal. If I'm asking God to give me direction, I'm asking God for insight, then I'm going to have to believe and not doubt that he's going to lead me. He goes on to say, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. I mean, over and over again, many of us see God show up and lead us through these dark waters. But each time, it seems like we get scared all over again. He's done it before. He will do it again. If you ask, don't doubt. Follow with confidence today as you follow the Lord's direction in your life. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. God, we ask for direction in our life. We ask you to lead us. And God, we're going to follow with confidence today. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.